Discipleship is the process of helping people become more like Christ in their thoughts, feelings, and actions. This process begins when a person is born again and continues the rest of his life. As the church, we are called not only to reach people, but also to teach them. After someone has made a decision for Christ, he or she must be discipled. It is the church's responsibility to develop people to spiritual maturity. This is God's will for every believer. If you examine the earthly ministry of Jesus, it is apparent that he included all five of these elements in his work. The clearest example of all five purposes is the first church at Jerusalem described in Acts chapter 2. They taught each other, they fellowshiped together, they worshiped, they ministered, and they evangelized. Today, our purposes are unchanged. The church exists to edify, encourage, exalt, equip, and evangelize. While each church will differ in how these tasks are accomplished, there should be no disagreement about what we are called to do. At Saddleback, we use five key words to summarize Christ's five purposes for his church. Magnify, we celebrate God's presence in worship. Mission, we communicate God's word through evangelism. Membership, we incorporate God's family into our fellowship. Maturity, we educate God's people through discipleship. Ministry, we demonstrate God's love through service. These key words, representing our five purposes, have been incorporated into our mission statement, which reads, to bring people to Jesus and membership in his family, develop them to Christ-like maturity, and equip them for their ministry in the church and life mission in the world in order to magnify God's name. Now, there are three important distinctives I want you to notice about Saddleback's purpose statement. First, it is stated in terms of results rather than in terms of activity. Five measurable results are listed.